Good morning, everyone. If Gimpy will take a seat, we're waiting on the boss to sit down. As soon as we get him in his chair. While they're getting situated, we're going to call the annual meeting to order. And then once Pastor Griffin's situated, we will have him open us in prayer. And we'll get started. I promise you a quick meeting today. We have three votes we're going to do today. The first one will be the ratification of the deacons. And then we have two other items which we'll do at the end. Very important, so thank you for staying around so we have a quorum. Joe, will you open us in prayer, please?
Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to discuss the issues regarding our church and therefore the guidance necessary to make those decisions from a position of strength and doctrinal absolutes. We lift our prayer of gratitude in Christ's name. Amen.
The first order of business is I would like to get a motion that we would accept the minutes from last year's annual meeting as submitted. If I could get a motion, we have the motion. Now we need a second.
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Approved, so we can move on from the minutes. We've done that the last couple years as opposed to me standing there reading them every line. The next thing we're going to do is have a ratification of the Board of Deacons, and they're going to hand out the ballots. And while that's being done and counted and tabulated, we're going to have Rick O'Shea stand up here and give his financial reports. Rick?
That was my fault. I told him this morning my name is now Rick O'Shea because of the obvious date. But just for those who don't know, my name is really Rick Cheryl. And I was thinking about doing this today, and I think this is my 13th time of doing it. So I missed a meeting a long time ago, and I still haven't figured out how to get back to that meeting to get out of this. But nevertheless, you're stuck with me. Thank you for being here. We're always glad to have you guys. You're brave to stay with us. The objective of the day of both Gary and I is to be informative and concise. So we're going to try to make this very quick and straight to it. What I like to do is take a lot of information and put it relatively simple, at least my view of simple, and provide it for you guys. So what I'm going to do is walk through first GDC, the church, both the balance sheet and the expense, a profit and loss, if you will. Since we are a nonprofit, I always find that a little odd, but nevertheless, that's how we do it. And then I'll do it with media ministries, and then we'll look at them together. So behind me, I think already, we've got the balance sheet, and I like to say that's what we own as a church. So as of December 31st of 2023, because this information is all for the calendar year 2023, this is what we own. So you see, we started off very, very gratefully at $215,000 plus in cash. And then what we own in the land and what we own in the building, that is what we paid for as a group a number of years ago. And then we have other things like what's left on the books here for the content, which is the chairs you're sitting in and things like that. So that says basically all in, we're just over $2.7 million in this amazing facility that we get to call Grace Doctrine Church. But if you look down, so that's the assets, that's what we own. And the always the dreaded part is what we owe. And if you see there's a big series of zeros and a little smiley face, I like to point that out every year. Because as a church, we are very blessed, in my opinion, that we don't owe any money to anybody in this thing, which is very rare in today's world. A lot of churches have really got into debt, and they got themselves into trouble. So that's the balance sheet for Grace Doctrine Church. Now I'll look at, again, this is the profit and loss. It's what I like to say, what we spend versus what we own. Okay, and as you can see, that I just show 3 years to give you an idea of where we stand from year to year, back and forth. On the income side in 2021, we got the blessing of just around $280,000 donated. If you look at the year 2023, somebody was motivated and they gave us a grand total of $334,000. And we say as a church, we never ask for money, and I still don't, but I do like to have the opportunity every year to say thank you to all those who do donate, and I'm happy to do that. And if you can't find the church address, I'll give you my own personal address. Feel free to send it. Okay. So, again, you can see the trend of where we are. And with inflation of the world we live in, that's awful nice, and that's a great opportunity. But you look at the, you know, the other categories. I try to summarize the building. We're pretty much right in line. We didn't have any really large expenditure on the building this year. We didn't have to do a parking lot or a roof or anything like that. But, you know, it goes in waves and cycles. On the insurance, that is probably the biggest fight I have with groups every year. The insurance agents do not like me, and that's quite all right, because that's my job, to frown and make them give us alternatives. So far, we're able to keep it pretty much in line. When most people, as you know, the insurances are really crazy these days and what's going on. So I don't need to explain that. The rest of it, you can see the child care and hospitality, we're doing very, and then administration is kind of literally everything else. And we did have a couple expenditures on some equipment. For example, what I'm looking at behind is another TV screen that allows us to be able to look at you instead of and see what the numbers and things are. So a couple things, but all in all. So we ended up actually having the benefit of ending up with an extra $66,000 for the year, which is going to be good going into the next year, because I don't need a crystal ball to know that 2024 is going to be even more interesting in our world. So that's Grace Doctrine Church. So I'll stop and say, does anyone have any questions? You know, I'll refer to someone else to answer it. Nope. Okay, good. So far, so good. Same thing with Joe Griffin Media Ministries. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Very welcome. This is the same thing. What does Joe Griffin Media Ministries own? Again, we are very blessed to start off with just around $124,000 in cash at the last day of last year. And then our fixed assets, which is basically computers and programs and things of that nature, because most of the things in Joe Griffin Media Ministries are in the cloud, if you will, in today's world. But that gives us, you know, a grand total of just right around $170,000 in value. And once again, my little smiley face with all zeros, they are, you know, zero debt. They owe nothing, which again is also very rare in today's world. So somebody's been doing something right. We try very hard. And if I move on to the three-year analysis, I try to show, looking at the income, we are down this year. Okay, that doesn't bother me personally, because what's interesting for me to watch, and I get to see all the different checks and people hand me things when I walk around and what have you, is that sometimes people donate a little more on the church side, and then they say, okay, well, the church has been, so I'm going to go over here and donate more, a little bit more on the media ministry side, and then you'll see the church go down in the media. So that's been going on for my 12 or 13 years watching that. It's very common. It doesn't bother me, but it is what it is. That's where we are. So the expenses having to do with the I'm looking at my, I have changed my paperwork here. Okay, here we go. The expenses are pretty much right in line. I must say that, you know, it's easy to look from the outside, but our guys who work in different categories, different, you know, authorities, try very hard to keep the expenses down. We don't argue hardly at all. But if we ever do have a disagreement, it's over money, because we just try to do our best to keep it down. And they do a great job. And then I snarl at them if I don't like it, and we pretty much do what they want anyway. So, but you can get an idea. I could go through each one of these categories, but what you can see is they're generally in line. And as far as our overall expenses this year for Joe Griffin Media Ministries, they're down. The expenses are down, so is the income down. So the net of that is we're actually down about $45,000 for this year, But that doesn't bother me a whole lot because, like I say, the money moves back and forth, and we're sister organizations, and we support each other. Does that make sense, what I'm looking at here? I try to make this simple in my simple mind. So this is a combination of both of them, and this is the overall look, if you will, and it's how I look at it. So if you look here, you're going to see the combination and then the three-year history of what our donations have been. And once again, we're up a little, we're still in the $433,000 this year combined. And I consider that we should be very grateful for that because people, you know, it's amazing to me to watch. And people will, we do the monthly statements and the numbers, the cash balance goes up and down. And people will pull me aside and say, are we going bankrupt? Are we going to do this? I'm like, no, just relax. And every time, whenever it goes down, somebody somewhere feels the nudge of the good Lord and money just comes in. It's amazing to watch. It really is. So I get that pleasure on the detail. You don't want to see the detail, but trust me, it's fun to watch. But again, combined, we're 433. That's pretty consistent what we've been doing over the last series of years. And on the expenses, you can see that we're staying pretty much just around 400,000, a little over each year. And again, I salute the guys for doing their best to keep the cost down. All of us work together on that. So that's pretty much it. Hopefully that was exactly short and to the point is what we had in mind. Again, I'll say thank you to all those who do provide and donate to the church. And we don't ask, but we do. Let's say thank you. And I'll leave it with any questions. If not, Rick O'Shea will sit down now. And Gary, whatever, will come up.
Thank you, Rick. I'm going to actually give the Joe Griffin Media Ministries report. Keeps Joe from coming up here, and Paul bailed on it so that I would have to do it. We're going to talk about two things, Joe Griffin Media Ministries publications and Dorito activity. Last year, over 7,000 Joe Griffin Media Ministries publications were sent out. This includes Philippi Ministry, and I think, I don't know where Paul is, but I think that's the bulk of it, I believe. Oh, Paul, is that the, is Philippi the bulk of those, basically? And that includes all of Joe's books. They go out, we're professional, we're organized, and they're getting out in a timely manner, and it's really exciting to see them continue to be ordered. And we didn't put Grace Throughout Life up here, but I think there's been about 760 of those sent out in the last couple months. So that's it for the publications. This past year, they published revised editions of three of the basic books. They were edited, redone completely. Camilla did a great job doing that. In case I'm not giving you any credit for that. Project to publish multiple books based on Joe's Shreveport conferences. We have books in the queue, and they are going to be published this year. At least two this year will be published, so we'll have two new books coming. Copacetic Christian Life and Jesus is the Messiah. And those are the two, and then I think Patrick Henry, you want to get that done and get it out. So Media Ministries is working hard on that to get those books ready to go and get them out and get them published, and we'll have new books this year, at least two, maybe three. Dorito activity. And this is besides the Doritos you're eating at home. This is other activities. Average of 131 individuals or groups joining for live Bible classes. We know some of those have more than one. So we know there's more than 131 people because some households have two. I know groups on Sunday where they have three or four gathered together to listen live to Joe. Total number of viewers who watched archived Bible classes, this means going to the website and streaming them, 18,000 plus views this past year. And you can look right here on James 5 where they've had 6,525 views this past year right here. And on James 4, 7,722 views. So people are using the website, they are streaming the lessons, and that's pretty exciting. This excited me because I haven't ran anybody off, but I'm lagging behind. 2,226 people listen to Jude. But I have the same number of listeners as Joe does. And I just worry about running off his congregation, and it hasn't happened. So today I feel good about it. 685 folks get the notes every Sunday, and that's it. Any questions for Joe? Yes, ma'am.
If we listen through the app on our phone, is it counted there as well?
Yes, it is. Anybody else? Okay. Philippi is not going to give an update this year. We're going to save time. People will be happy. But what I'm going to do is, when I finish Jude, this will give everybody a warning so you don't have to listen the next week. But when I finish Jude, I'm going to give a Philippi Ministries update at that time. And the Doritos can send in their questions, because I always have questions afterwards. And then I can take the time and answer them and do that. Make it a little longer as opposed to taking up the time today. But I do want to give you one bit of information. Everybody keeps asking about how this tablet is working out in the prisons. We've had 680 lessons completed in 1 week, right? A week? 10 days. 2,318 lessons were started in 10 days. That's in 141 facilities with no advertising, 229 facilities, individuals that opened them. If you open it and don't finish it, that counts as being opened. And then when you go back to finish it, that doesn't count as a new open. It monitors that. So if it takes you three times to finish 1 hour lesson, you only get counted once. That makes sense. There's 403 facilities where there are information's out. So people have to find it. It takes volition. So of the 403 facilities, we've had 229 open. There's no advertisement. They just got to go find it. The number one lesson is Boys to Men. 192 people have finished that. Divine Pardon audiobook, 91 people have finished the whole book. And it's a long lesson. We're going to get the four basic books of Joe Griffin and Who Loves You in an audiobook. Tie it in for our next go-around. So we're pretty excited. At least 50 lessons have been completed at least by two people or more. So for the first time ever, they're getting Bible doctrine. That's a lot of folks, 2,319 people in 10 days heard Bible doctrine for the first time ever. That's all the report you're getting today. We have new business. We have a couple items today we want to cover, and then we will be finished. It was brought to our attention that in our Constitution that the Board of Deacons had the authority for content in prep school. It's never been what we've done here. Pastor Griffin is the responsible party for all content here. And he's here when I teach, and believe me, I know that Joe's listening. So my job's to get it right. We're going to adjust the Constitution, if it's approved today, where the Board of Deacons does not have the authority for the curriculum in prep school. It's Pastor Griffin, as it's always been. It just wasn't written that way. So the amendment's going to read, the prep school committee shall be responsible for any non-curricular items, disciplinary issues the headmaster needs to elevate to the Board of Deacons, any prep school purchases that the headmaster doesn't want to approve on his own, they'll elevate it to the Board of Deacons. They are also responsible for training faculty and minister to the day-to-day functions of prep school. But that's delegated to the headmaster. The headmaster is really the responsible party. All curriculum decisions rest with the pastor. Any study aids not already approved by the pastor through the headmaster will be given to the headmaster so he can present to the pastor for approval. That's going to be the amendment to the Constitution. I need a motion, a second, and then the ballots are being handed out. Then we'll have discussion. Okay? Do I have a motion to approve? We have approved there. A motion, second? Second? We're going to vote. Any discussion? Here's the opportunity why the ballots are being handed out and counted. Okay. Well, we got a second, but we need a... Any discussion? Okay, so the ballots are going to be counted. I get the vote. What do you know? Big lapse in judgment. While they're doing that, I'm going to give you the second item on the agenda today. This is something that I think as a church is one of the most honorable things that we can do for our pastor. And it's really following in the footsteps of what Baraka did for Colonel Thieme many years ago. And that is that we make part of this building ownership Joe Griffin Media Ministries. Should this building ever be sold, whether it be 5 years, 50 years, or 100 years from now, 50% of that sale would go to Joe Griffin Media Ministries to perpetuate his ministry, to guard the doctrine. You've got to remember, this individual packed up his family and came to St. Louis to teach us 40 years ago. And I can tell you this, we didn't pay him a lot 40 years ago because I was here. There was a lot of things that we weren't able to do in those early days. His ministry is important. If we go back here to the number of people, thank you, to the number of people, 7,722 people stream his James 4 lessons. 6,525 have streamed James 5. Even my ministry gets an opportunity as part of that three-legged stool that we have here to have my lessons streamed. So the motion is the Board of Deacons approved unanimously that we add Joe Griffin Media Ministries to the title of Grace Doctrine Church in case the building is ever sold. If this motion is approved, 50% of the sale of 1821 South River Road, St. Charles, Missouri, 63121 would go to Joe Griffin Media Ministries to further his ministry. This is a non-cash item. It affects us in no way whatsoever. Unless the building's ever sold. And if it's ever sold at that moment, 50% would go to GDC and whoever they designated to at that time, but 50% at closing would go to Joe Griffin Media Ministries to protect his ministry. So we're voting on it now. We've got ballots. Before we have discussion, first I need a motion. We got a motion, Rick Sherrill. A second? Second, now we need discussion. Doug.
If that sale should ever happen, how is the liability protected?
We're not a not-for-profit, we're a church. There are no liabilities other than any bills that would need to be paid, and that would be paid at closing before the money was distributed. There is no taxes involved. A church and a not-for-profit, and we had that verified. Church, not-for-profit, they can put that money over there. It doesn't affect it in any way. Yes, Joe?
Media ministers of the 501c.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else have any questions? Okay, we're collecting the ballots, and we'll know in a minute on our two motions. While we're doing that, I'm going to ask you to pray for me. I'm going to give you a quick rundown of my schedule the next 30 days. I'll be teaching here this Wednesday, much to your chagrin, but I will be here. On Thursday, I depart for Connecticut, and I'll be in Connecticut Thursday, Friday, Saturday, home. I get home about midnight Saturday night. I'll be here Sunday. Then I'll teach Wednesday the 27th. On the 28th, I leave to Baraka. I will be there and I will teach in the same pulpit that Colonel Thieme taught in 2 hours Easter Sunday. Then I'll fly home on Monday. I'll teach here Wednesday, and I'll fly back to Baraka on Thursday. I will teach there Sunday 2 hours, Wednesday, Thursday, fly home on Friday, head out Sunday for California and be in California for a week, leave California and go to San Antonio and teach at the Wounded Warrior for 3 hours, or 3 days, and on Monday morning I'll head home. And that will be my first time home since the 4th. I'll be home on the 22nd, so I'll be gone from the 4th to the 22nd. And in between that, I'll be riding the Houston shuttle, going back and forth. It's quite an honor to fill in for Bobby and stand at that pulpit in Baraka. It's going to be, it's almost overwhelming. And an Easter Sunday to top it off. So I need your prayers. Stamina, endurance, and something to teach. We're covered on Wednesdays, but we're zeroing in. We're on verse 20. I'm just killing time in case you're wondering while we're counting these. But we're zeroing in on Wednesday night. We're on verse 20. We'll finish 20 this week. So that'll leave 21, 22, 23, 24. We'll be done. Any other questions? Is there any other new business anybody want to bring up so we can skip through that when we get the counts? This is a tough project here. There's a lot of thought going into all this. Justin, are you ready to sing Christian Soldier? Good. Maybe next Sunday. Joe's waiting.
While we're waiting?
Yes, sir. Well, as I've been reading all the opening verses and getting them ready, the last thing I say when I do the announcements and do the verses is on the back inside cover of your hymnals is Christian Soldiers. Can we stand as we sing? So I already got that ready to go. Tom, are we getting close? This is almost like the Democrats. Yeah. Oh, yes. We had a quorum for both votes. It's very important I say this. It takes one quorum for the annual meeting, 33%. We had that. Based on the Constitution, for the other two votes, it takes 51% to have a vote. We had a quorum for both items, and that will be in the minutes. Both items, we had a quorum. We are legal on both items.
Both passed.
Both items passed. We will adjust the Constitution with the vote, and we will have the attorneys adjust and put Joe Griffin Media Ministries as a 50% owner on the deed. To me, it's the greatest honor we could do as a church. We don't have a Baptist home for him to go and rest at when he's done. We don't have a retirement program for him to go to. But we do have a way to support his ministry. Joe Griffin Media Ministries, congratulations, Joe. The board has approved you, your organization, as a 50% owner of Grace Doctrine Church. Here's the deal. It's not only the greatest honor that we could do for you. This is the house that Joe Griffin built, and we should never forget that. If there's no other new business, I'll take a motion. Oh, the deacons were ratified too. Forgot. Deacons were ratified too. Now you know why Philippi Ministries runs so smoothly. If it wasn't for Rebecca, we'd be in trouble. She prepared all these data. Yeah, Rebecca's my Joe Henry. Thank you. Wow, I forgot three things. The deacons were ratified. Okay, that's done. Do I have a motion to close the meeting? Well, first, one more time. Any other new business? Okay, any old business? Motion to close our business, our meeting. Got a motion? I need a second. Got a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Joe, close us in prayer, sir.
I have a mic. And it's hot. Let's pray. Father, we're grateful to you for the privilege and opportunity of this meeting, things that were revealed here, and all of the numbers are in black. All of this due to your matchless grace over almost 40 years. Thank you for all you do for us on a continuing basis as we lift our prayer of gratitude. In the name of Christ, our Savior, amen.